On today's episode of The Sip, we discuss our holidays. Plus, my mom joins the show and it gets weird. Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by
Lizzie Gordon.
And happy 2021.
Happy 2021. I keep forgetting.
Does it feel like it means anything?
No. It hasn't felt like it's meant anything since like 1998.
Well, this year specifically, I just feel like magic isn't going to happen and the world's not going to be.
Careful.
No, I think this is going to be one of my best years ever, just because I have to think that for myself. But I don't think like everyone hated. Well, 2020 brought some good things, but it was also such a struggle.
Yeah, 2020 was a bitch ass.
And all but the bitch assness is not going away overnight.
No, it doesn't change just because I let off some illegal fireworks at midnight.
On New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
I heard where we were in Colorado, a lot of people were doing fireworks as well. But I feel like it's more legal in Colorado where there's some baby shower drama when you light fireworks in California.
No, I mean, that's different. You're in a dry ass wilderness setting off a smoke bomb like a dipshit. But we waited until after a nice rain. We definitely bought our fireworks out of state. The funniest thing, though, is one of the things was Joe was this is a Roman candle. And so he's holding it and setting it off. And it's just sending these huge little bomb explosions off into the corners of our backyard that just explode like a bomb once they hit off. And I'm just I think you should point that at the sky. Not a Roman candle. He looked at the packaging. They're actual fucking fireworks, and he should have been holding it up.
I feel like you would have had better luck going to the park next door. Why would you do this in the backyard where it could land on some neighbor's roof?
Oh, well, I don't think that's a real risk. Honestly, I don't think that's a real risk.
Yeah, fire and works are not risky at all.
No, we have cement walls in our backyard.
Oh,
so there's no chance of it.
You do have a very large backyard.
Yeah, and so we're just shooting it at fire at the cement walls and shit.
What was going on with you? Because you sent me a picture and Joe's half naked. You're with your green hair.
Oh, I wanted to have a hot girl night. You know what I mean?
Just doing hot girl shit.
I was influenced a little bit like Lil Kim. So I sleeked my hair down and a side part and then put it up in a high pony, Bella Hadid vibes, put my hoops in. And then we did karaoke, but for some reason I didn't get a karaoke microphone for Christmas because nobody respects me. So I had to sing into a brush.
Let me get quick on Amazon Prime for you.
Please. They're only $30 too. It's nobody thought to get me a microphone. I do karaoke in the living room every day with no microphone. And it's the saddest shit you've ever seen.
And I've got to say, I don't feel like I'm doing hot girl shit starting off the New Year's. I'm wearing short sleeves. You still have your green hair.
I still have my fucking green hair. God damn it. I literally called my hairdresser the minute Morgan and I started doing this fuckery. And she's we're closed.
And she can't come socially distant in your backyard to
no,
fix you?
No, I mean, honestly, my backyard's also a dumpster. I can't get my hair done back there. It's a hoarder zone. What's she going to do, take my hose and spray me down?
You could just sit on the patio.
She'd have to rinse it and shit.
Oh my God, I forgot you have green hair. This isn't a standard haircut.
No.
See, I'm not doing well. I spent 2 weeks in Colorado doing absolutely
drink your
nothing.
Go-go juice.
Oh yeah, everyone, oh my God. I walked downstairs, Shane's are you going to drink espresso? And Lizzie's did you get your espresso? So this podcast is going to make me a caffeine addict.
I love that for us. Mine's starting to hit. I'm feeling it getting a little bit warmer in my sternum. You know what I mean? It's bubbling up.
You're getting ready to take off.
Yeah.
Normally I stay pretty civilized when I even go home to take a break. I wake up, I work out, I have a routine, I work a little bit. I did absolutely nothing but enjoy myself for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Think about filming a video? Absolutely not. Should have I? Probably.
Should have I?
But no, I just sat, ate a lot of food, and took a million pictures of my grandma, who's the cutest woman on earth.
She's so cute.
Oh my God. I forgot to say that my mom's here today. She's coming on the podcast.
Mama Adams.
We forced her back home with us. And so she'll be joining today's show, which I'm very excited about. If you haven't already subscribed to our show, I see people watching, but they're not subscribing.
To our show?
Well, no, there are people subscribing. But I'm just saying, if you're watching the show, subscribe, help us in, I guess, the YouTube algorithm.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Period.
Yes. End of sentence. No, I had a great Christmas. I got, I did get a bunch of sick shit. I got a bunk Christmas present.
I don't know what that means.
bunk as in like broken, like you got a bunk pill, like your shit's cut with something that you didn't ask for.
Oh.
So Joe got me, I sent you my new smart room lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like I can change the colors of my room to like anything on the color spectrum in the universe.
I love that you're so excited about it, but I do think this has been something all of TikTok's been excited about for 4 years. Has TikTok been around for that long?
Fuck you, number one. Number two, I was unaware of this thing. I thought I just discovered them.
But it's the one that you can control from your phone too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh. But you can also get a remote control for it. So like Joe got me the lights and he got me a remote. And when I opened the remote, I was like, oh, this is weird. Like the little plastic sticker that goes on it
uh-huh.
was already cut. And I just didn't think anything of it. It was just, oh, that's convenient. And I open it. Someone shoplifted the remote out of the box. I got an empty box from fucking Best Buy. And it's like, what are we going to do? Go back to Best Buy with my green hair and pretend like I'm not a drug addict who's lying to them to steal money from them? Like, God damn it.
Are you the type of person that puts together a Christmas list for your fiance?
I only do that for people that I don't love. Like, honestly, like if I'm in a toxic relationship, you're getting a Christmas list.
So that's how you know if somebody tells you. I think at my age, it's just like if you want something like that, you got to buy it yourself. A gift yeah. is a gesture.
Yeah. Joe and I go shopping together. Like that's part of our Christmas tradition. We'll go to the mall and I'll buy him the clothes that he picks out and he'll buy me the clothes that I pick out.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And then you'll get him a separate gift too. Like, did you know about the lights or did he pick out the lights
no,
with you?
No, this year because of quarantine and everything, like, I suck at online shopping. Like, I'm not about to do that with my life. So we both went to Best Buy at the same time and then just like split up in the store and like acted like shoplifters ourselves. So it's also like if they play back the tapes, we look like we stole it anyways.
Because you're hiding.
Because we're hiding from each other and hiding it under our coats. And like, so he went one direction. I went the other. I got us a Ring camera.
Oh, that's legit.
Yeah. The funniest thing, though, is like I was hiding it under my jacket and I was like, oh, fuck, you look shady. And so I go up to the counter. I'm like, hey, I'm shopping with my husband. They're like, say no more. Everybody's doing that in here, you basic ass bitch. And I was like, oh, I love that.
I got Shane. Well, I saw that you saw, but an actual yeah. arcade, because the flops that we are back before.
Not a full arcade, a game, like one station, right?
Well, it's one station, but it has 5,000 games.
What?
It has like
5,000?
5,000 games.
How?
I don't know. The world
it's magic. It's wizardry.
Yeah. And before we got really into the Switch this year and just like being at home alone yeah. doing video games, we had physical Mario Karts, like the ones at the arcades that you like sit in and you converse each other.
Oh, really?
And then when we sold the last house, we actually just gave them to the people that bought the house because we didn't play them that often.
Right.
And now I'm kicking myself in the ass all the time.
Because you miss it. Because
I miss it so much. But we don't really have anywhere to put them because they're so large and clunky.
Yeah.
So I found this and it was the next best option.
Here comes the espresso. Are we ready for some hot takes?
We are ready for some hot topics. All right. So
hot topics. Welcome back.
All right, what do you want to talk about first? Kylie Jenner is taking Stormy to Aspen, the vacation
she's
of my dreams.
She's been taking Stormy to Aspen.
Her whole life?
Yeah, Stormy was snowboarding before we even knew what snowboarding was.
I don't know how these people find them in Aspen. I was thinking to
how
myself.
How do they not? That's where all rich people go.
I guess the paparazzi do hang out there, but when yeah. I first saw the pictures, they're unrecognizable because a ski or snowboarding outfit is yeah. the best disguise.
But they're posting on their Instagram pages, like their stories. You can see what they're wearing on the story, and it's Aspen, like,
right.
I just hit my chin on this. It's Aspen.
I was more concerned, not concerned, but enthralled by the $450,000 a month mansion that they rented to
that
stay in Aspen.
That place is fucking bananas. Like, the room where the floor is just a window that you can see. I wouldn't
look
step
down
on that floor.
Hell no.
You miss me with that shit. And then there's a room that has just a full glass wall and the wall's just so clean. It's like there's no wall and then a pool. It's like, I would die in that house.
Should we move to Aspen?
I don't want to move there, but I'm down if you want to like take me there.
I don't know what we would do. We can't afford a place like that that they're staying.
We don't have to stay at that place.
I also don't even know. There's like nothing to this story.
But it's sick. I will say that. Like I'm also like, I can see a hair on my eyes right now and it's driving me absolutely wild.
All right, Justin Bieber. I feel like we have
Thirst Trap. He's doing hot boy shit.
He's doing hot boy shit.
Yeah.
That, like, I probably wouldn't feel comfortable doing in a marriage.
I was straight shook when I was like, are those tiny whiteys? Like, are we really doing this right now? Time lapse? It's like a fuck. Is it 45 seconds? Like, it's long.
I just thought it was brave that he's okay. Justin Bieber, he did a time lapse while filming, before filming his new music video, where I didn't even get the premise was that he was covering all of his body tattoos.
Yeah.
I was like, why is he sitting in his underwear in a room full of like five people that are doing his makeup?
It was. I did feel a little bit like the people doing his makeup were slightly dehumanized, because it's like he's just...
Wear basketball shorts.
I was thinking that too. It's like, are you nude in the entire shoot? Like, does he have tattoos on his thighs? Like, why do you got to be in your tighty whitey?
I have no idea. And then the article that I looked at was like different screenshots of where you could see his specific bulge.
Yeah.
But even that, people can already see Justin Bieber's penis.
Justin Bieber's?
It's out in public. Don't you remember he was like at a waterfall somewhere naked and the paparazzi got him?
No.
So like, if you're already trying to beat your meat to Justin Bieber,
yeah,
you don't have to do it to like the fake outline of his penis.
I feel like I missed so much, and the fact that you know all of this is like, do you have like Google alerts
you
turned on for Justin Peeps?
This like, was like a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, if you want to go get
and it
Justin
stayed
Bieber.
In your memory.
I guess like that's probably something people shouldn't be looking at either, if it's a paparazzi photo.
I feel like that's
but those
that's
things
like
hit
a,
you.
That's almost like an assault.
Those
like that's not that can't be legal.
Those things hit you without asking, though. It's like the Jennifer Lawrence thing. You weren't asking to see it.
I avoided the Jennifer Lawrence thing.
You're trying to respect their privacy, but
yeah,
it still hits you in the face.
I never saw it.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. And I never saw yours either, but I'd love to.
I mean, go for it. Google it.
Now
at this
I can.
Point, I don't care.
Oh my
yeah.
god. I don't know if I would.
Hilaria. Do you know how to say her name?
Hilaria.
Hillary
Baldwin.
There's two versions of the name depending on
is
if
it
she's
just
Spanish
fucking
or
Hillary?
American.
Like, are we just
okay,
should we call her Hillary
that's
now?
Insensitive.
Well, should we call her Hillary now if she's not actually from Spain?
Alex Baldwin's wife.
Alex Baldwin?
Alec. I'm not very familiar with him. What movies are...
What the fuck? Okay. Alec Baldwin is a fucking... He's in everything. He's been around since the dawn of time. You're not very familiar with him?
Not very. Or like,
oh
I see
Lord.
Him in a movie and I know his character, but I don't know
he's
much
Baby
about
Boss.
His...
You've seen Baby Boss, right? Watch
no,
me.
We've
like, you don't know Alec Baldwin
this...
is Baby Boss. Like, that's for sure what he's known
Anyways,
for.
His wife of many years is recently in a scandal. I think it broke on Twitter. Amy Schumer got all up involved in it too.
Why would she get involved?
She said she was from Spain, claiming she's Spanish, and she's really, I guess, capitalized on the fact that she is of Spanish descent, and it's recently come to light that she's from Boston.
No.
And yes, she has some family that's
she's
from,
Irish
from Spain, but it is funny because now all these clips are going viral of her in and out of her accent. And
no.
What, you haven't seen any of
no,
this?
I just mean like, god damn it, I don't give a shit.
Well, my whole thing with this is, why do it? Like, I looked it
it's
up.
It's sexy. I don't know.
Alec Baldwin
Alec,
is worth
his
60,
name is not Alec.
He's worth $60 million.
Does he
and
not
she
know?
Has four children with him.
Yeah,
like,
they have
she
a shit ton of kids. I follow him on Instagram and I was like, is that a new baby?
She doesn't. Like, I think she's pregnant again, too.
Good Lord.
But I just don't know why this was necessary for her. Like, did it get
Amy
her more Today Show appearances?
Did she ever have any? What was Amy?
Yes. Lizzie.
Sorry.
She was on the Today Show and she was like, this is so ridiculous. I just don't know. I think the point, it all boils down to why. And it is
yeah.
kind of to me the same thing with like Sofia Vergara. Like, I'm not questioning her ethnicity
accent or whatever. Yeah.
But I do think she like lays it on thick.
Yeah.
Whereas like I have a lot of friends from Australia and over 10 years, they become their accent kind of becomes Americanized
yeah.
and they can tap into the Australian accent, but they also can tap into the American accent.
Yeah.
And I do think for like branding, it's fun to be one of those things.
Well, then you get into the weirdness of like cultural appropriation and like
right.
the, what was that woman's name? Denzel? Rachel Dezell.
Rachel. No idea.
She was the white woman who was pretending to be a black woman.
See.
And like, that's where we get a little bit. It's a problem. That's a problem.
I just wonder if it started as like maybe she said it once on an appearance here and there, and then
yeah.
she kind of just kept it all up, and then a white lie spread into her identity, and then she just didn't know where to go with it, and now it's exploding in her face. I honestly, if anything, I never knew who she was before this.
Right.
And now I know who she is.
I mean, I know this is the least interesting part of it, but what the fuck does Amy Schumer have to do with this? Like, why did you bring Amy into the conversation?
I don't know. She's
what
how,
did she
she's
say?
What brought the story to light for me. I think she just posted her on her Instagram poking fun at her, and
oh
then
my God.
She posted another like another photo where she's wearing a hat and she was like, I've been to Spain a couple of times too and I love it. And
I mean, I put on a show that I'm mentally stable every day and no one's calling me on that shit.
Oh my gosh.
Tana.
You want to talk about Tana? You want to talk about Tana and Bella Thorne?
And Bella, yes.
Tana and Bella. I guess Tana and Bella are no longer...
I went down such... They're not cool anymore, but what's super funny is, like, I went down a deep rabbit hole on Tana's Instagram page to, like, years ago, and I, like, happened to be upon her, like, holiday photo, and it's like, Jingle Bella and Tana Claus are wishing you a happy holidays, and I was like, this did not age well.
They got a lot of press for that. I mean, this was a relationship that got both of them a lot of attention. I think that's why it lasted as long as they did, but both of them have reputations of just like being hard to get a hold of. Like, none of them are reliable. Yeah. So it's not a surprise to me that they've had a falling out. But what's funny is Bella did a song about Tana where she's saying that she's still like in love with her. I honestly still don't believe that they were like, ever an actual thing.
I mean, I don't know or care about the legitimacy of their love for each other. Like, it doesn't feel like my business. But this public brawl is nuts to me. And it's just... The Bella song, like SFB, which stands for stupid fucking bitch.
Which she made about Tana Mojo.
But like, the confusing thing is, like, if I was Tana, I wouldn't be hella hurt by that. Because she just keeps saying nice things like, you let me see your tits, they're perfect.
Yeah.
Like, and then other things like, and I can't get over you because I'm the stupid fucking bitch. It's like, I would hear that and I'd call her and be like, you know what, girl? Let it go.
And then at one point it becomes a weird rap song and it really isn't that dissy. It's just kind of a bad song and
a bad
music video.
It's a bad song. And the guy who produced it like went on No Jumper and was like, I don't know why the fuck I did that. She didn't pay me. She didn't listen to me. But she's used, like, she won't put my name in it, which is, I guess, is cool because it's a piece of shit.
Oh my gosh. But then Tana takes to her channel to react to it, which was honestly pretty brutal. And I lived for it because she just doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, that's the kind of messy drama I live for because it's unapologetic. And
have you ever done something nasty like that?
No, never. I mean, not publicly. I like to take the high road publicly for the most part.
I had this beautiful in high school with this girl that I took to the next level because I was a horrible person. I was deeply unhappy. But she got suspended because of me. Long story short, winter formal, senior year, I was drunk. She was there and I was angry and I threw a drink on her. But instead of tattling on me, which she should have done, she tried to throw a drink back on me. But my girls were like, nah, nah. And they like smacked the drink out of her hand and then it hit her again. So now she's covered in two drinks. And then she goes and rats on me. And I just told the vice principal, like, I don't know why she's saying I did that. Like, I was just trying to dance with my girls and have a good time. Like, I'm sorry. And then she came at me and it's just like, I don't feel safe. So she got suspended. And when she came back to school, me and all my friends wore tie-dye t-shirts with her name on it crossed out.
Oh my God.
That was some savage shit.
All right. When we come back, my mom's here.
You might want to cut that out. It's giving me anxiety.
All right. Well, my mom's here by surprise, honestly. We kind of forced you into coming because you're working all week. It's not like you had time off. So we literally just pulled you from a meeting and she's walking out trying to lint roll herself. She's hiding lint roller right back there.
No worries. I still have it.
I love that you care about lint rolling and I'm just like covered in hair. Yeah. My mom's going to be really pressing for an interview after this. She's dying to come
on
the sip. Yeah, she is.
Oh my gosh. You should have brought her today.
She'd be down to start drinking wine with you.
See, and that's what we could do. Does it look funny if I have the pillow on my lap, Shane? What does it look like with the pillow?
You just have to have your mic close to your mouth.
It needs to be lint rolled too.
You know what?
She just lint rolls everything. Thank God she's here.
I've always wanted to have you on the podcast. And I guess I never thought about what that would actually mean. Because I do know you. Like, you're my mom. I talk to you more than I talk to anyone besides Shane.
And you do call me a lot.
You gotta put the mic up to your mouth.
Oh,
Mom.
I was gonna lint roll it.
No, don't lint roll the mic, Mom. I mean, gosh, that looks very okay.
Okay,
it does look clean now.
You can adjust your mic. You can put it in front of your face.
Touching it.
Like, well, I need to hear you.
I just hope I don't have dog hair all over me.
There
okay.
You go. See, it's adjustable for you. So okay. Are you nervous to be, because I guess even like Morgan, who I'm very comfortable with, she was like, after we recorded the first time she was on the podcast, she was like, well, I didn't know what to expect. And I was kind of nervous and I did kind of shut down a little bit. Are you feeling like this is a lot of pressure and crazy?
Yes, I am.
Why? You're afraid you're going to say something wrong. You're afraid you're going to be canceled like one of us.
I don't know why, but yeah, I'm nervous because what if you start talking sex with me? Like,
okay. Well, that's
I mean,
thing.
You and Lizzie get going on it, and I'm just kind of over in my front room going, oh my God.
Well, I had sent, because I was so excited when we started doing the podcast, I had sent my mom the pilot that nobody even got to hear. Like, none of the audience has even ever heard the pilot. And it was very heavy on sex talk.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think you guys have great chemistry and I love it, but I didn't really like the sex part of the conversation.
Like, can you just leave that out?
And so is it that you don't like hearing about sex, period, or that it's your son and that's kind of weird?
I think it's my age. I think it's my age. We didn't talk about things like that the way you guys do on video and podcast.
You're just not as upfront. But when you were my age, you were probably talking to your girlfriends about sex as intimately as we are publicly, correct?
I bet you're right, yeah.
But
I don't
remember.
Now? I don't remember. No, I really don't.
You're not hitting up the neighborhood group chat talking about your different... Like, you don't know how much, like, your best friend neighbors are sleeping with their partners versus how much you're sleeping with your partners.
Your partners, plural. Can we just call that out really quick?
We.
What do you know?
Yeah, Ryan.
I don't... Well, Morgan's still up at... Does this hurt Dad's feelings every time we joke about that Morgan is not Dad's child?
No, because she knows it's not real, right?
I don't know. When I asked when I asked questions on Instagram, she was the first one and said, "Who's my dad?"
Yeah, and she said it the other night too in her video. So she just teases because she's so tall and I'm so short.
Well, do you have something to tell us?
No.
Because I mean, I know that you've theoretized. I mean, you've questioned some of your own. Okay, I'm crossing a boundary right now.
Yeah, no, because I'm going to stand firm on it. I have never slept with anyone but your dad since we've been married. So, no. So I know she's your dad. Okay. I mean, without any kind of hesitancy.
Well, I mean, you brought up that, I mean, this is kind of uncomfortable, but like we had just talked about that I sleep naked on the podcast right before we went to your house. And then you brought it up like four times that I sleep naked, talking about like how Dad also does that.
Oh, we were talking about Dad is why it got brought up. So
that's fine for you, but the sex is just what's off limits.
Yeah, no, you can sleep in the nude. I don't care. It's just, I don't do it because I sleep with a couple dogs and that just weirds me out. So
sometimes I feel weird if I'm sleeping like in just a big shirt with no underwear on. If I'm like holding my dog, I'm like, is this too intimate?
Well, yeah, you just never know if you're going to fall asleep and you're going to wake up or, you know, I don't know. That's just, I can't go there.
Well, my thing is like fires, like if the house catches fire, I don't want to run out in the buff.
Well, I think too.
That too.
Do you have to kick? Okay, well, that's weird because I don't feel like that sleeping with my dogs. But if Shane and I are getting down, I do have to kick the dogs out of the room because they feel like humans or cameras or like invasive. So that is the time I kick the animals out of the room. This is kind of weird though.
This is weird because I just told you I don't want to talk about that.
How did you pick your outfit out for today's podcast episode?
Well, I brought the shirt I was going to wear at Thanksgiving, but because of COVID, we didn't show up. So I'm just wearing the shirt from Thanksgiving.
Making up for lost time.
Yeah.
So with your kids being both on the internet, it's a hard thing to comprehend. It's hard for me to comprehend sometimes. So what do you think with, I mean, even negative, like this year was pretty negative towards us. How do you cope with it? How do you move forward knowing that it exists? How do you not watch it? Because it's really in your face.
Well, I've learned to try not to check Instagram too much, try not to check Twitter too much. And really, I don't read the comments in the videos. I ask other people, were they good? But it's really hard if somebody says something bad about your child. Even, you know, Shane is one of my children, too. So even with that, I just don't want to hear it. And I think people are just jumping on the bandwagon of, I also want to be part of this cancel culture. So I want to say this something mean just so that I get notoriety from saying it. And so I try not to read it all.
Every once in a while, when she has too much wine, she'll be like, can I say something? And we're like, it's better to just keep your mouth closed. But I'll get a text once a week where she's like, can I tweet this? And then
it's less and less, don't you think?
It is less and less. Okay. I think you.
But Mama Bear gets heated.
There's a couple YouTubers that I really
would like to name. They're not even YouTubers. They don't deserve the clout.
They're just drama alerters.
Not drama alerts specifically.
Alerters.
But she, I mean, she gets the most mad because she's like, they're making a living off of talking about ex Shane, you, like anyone. She's like, it's not fair that they can make a living doing this.
And even before all this happened this year, I mean, really, they make videos. And all they do is show clips from all of your videos and use your videos. And every once in a while, they might say something. And then they're getting views and getting paid. And it's like, really?
That's just the way that the internet works.
And now they get paid for being mean as ever and just totally saying horrible things, you know? So, but it's okay. I see, when I finally look at them, I do see more positive. And I have to remember that there's only a few people that seem to join in on that.
Right. And what makes me feel more comfortable is knowing the intentions of most people that are making a specific takedown video and what's in it for them as well, rather than how do they actually feel about the situation. And when I think of celebrity gossip just for myself, like, it is fun to consume and weigh in on. And I think that's why Twitter's become so popular, because it's a platform where you can say your opinion about anything. But it's also like, nobody's living and breathing for one scandal or drama at all times. Like, I see something on the internet, I'm like, oh, that was kind of crazy, and keep it moving with my day, because everyone has their own life and their own drama to deal with as well.
Well, the other thing that I think is nuts about the dynamic of like Morgan and Ryland is they're shooting their lives, which means their families, which means you. So byproduct, you've become an internet celebrity yourself. Like, do you get recognized in your hometown? Like,
oh yes, that's good.
I get excited when you DM me. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I text Ryland every time. Like, what do I say back? Like, what's the way?
That's hysterical. Yes. I know Trisha Paytas will respond to me too.
It's biological now.
Yeah, there we go.
My mom does. She's always like, yeah, Trisha always responds to me.
Oh yeah.
But so, that's a good question. Do you get recognized out in Colorado?
Yes. I think it was, there was
either. She's so humble.
Well, there was one time where I have a friend at work, and we went to see, I think, Michelle Obama at the Pepsi Center in Denver.
And shout out, Michelle.
Yeah. Gotta love Michelle. So anyway,
have you listened to her podcast?
Yes. I liked it.
We got a stand here.
Yeah. And her book and everything else. So, but my friend Julianne that took me to the event, I hadn't told her a lot about my kids, you know? And so these girls come up and they're all excited to see Mama Adams, you know, and ask me all about the kids. And Julianne's going, what was that about? You know? She's like, really? What was that about? And I'm like, oh, my kids do some YouTube videos and
I'm famous.
Sometimes they put me in there, and I guess she's seen me before. And she was just dying. She was just like, I can't believe that. I just can't believe it, you know?
You'll get a lot of action at Sam's Club as well.
And Sam's Club. Oh,
what's
my
Sam's
gosh.
Club?
It's Costco.
That and Costco, yeah. It's like a Costco, but
people
it's Sam's
recognize
Club.
You at Sam's Club and Costco?
Oh, one of the employees, one time I go in there and, you know, they don't say hi to me or anything. But all of a sudden I find something on the internet and there's my big old butt.
No.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Sam's Club employees be papping you?
Yes. It was the person that checks your little Sam's Club card had filmed me walking away. And they didn't bother to say hi or I know who you are. It's just that, oh, here's Mama Adams at Sam's Club. But it's my big fat butt in a dress.
Oh, no.
You know, and it's like, oh. And I don't know.
Does it bother you? Do you like it a little bit?
And what comment has stuck with you the most about you from one of our videos? Rapid fire.
Oh,
wait,
gosh.
First things first. Compartmentalize. First, does it bother you?
To get recognized or?
To be filmed without your knowledge.
Filmed without. Oh, see, that was awful. I was really mad. Aww. Yeah, I was upset.
Because they could just come say hi and get a picture and everything would be fine.
And even, you know, it seems like a couple weeks after that, I was in Costco, not Sam's, and one of the employees comes up and comes over and is all excited to see me and wants a picture with me and everything. And is like, wow, this is really weird. I feel like Teresa. So it's very strange. But it makes me really proud of my kids.
I used to get super nervous when we'd be out and someone would ask him for his picture, which is funny because like he and I joke about like, this is the dream. Like, I want to be recognized. Like, I want this. I want to be on TV. I want to be famous. And then when it started happening to him, I'd like shrink into a dark corner and I'd be like, who are these people? How do they know him? And then one time I got recognized and I was just like, thank you so much. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette now. I went up there like, you're Ryland's friend. I was like, oh, I am. That is me.
That is me.
You, just from being in videos, is there like hate comments about yourself? Do you ever see any?
Oh, someone said when my hair was short that I had a masculine haircut.
What and the fuck?
I never got over it. I grew my hair out and
so that's the reason your hair is longer.
That's the Adam's hair.
It's probably one of the biggest reasons. I was really hurt by it. It's like, you know, her haircut is so masculine and I'm like, wow, I thought it was just, you know.
And they don't know if you have hair growth struggles?
Yeah, they don't.
How rude. They're projecting.
So, but at the time it seemed like my hairdresser did cut it pretty short.
Did you?
She kept getting shorter and shorter.
Did you always know that I was gay?
Like, you, exactly. He already knows the answer to this, right?
Well, I don't know.
He knows the answer.
I know that you've known for a long time, but I don't know if like I popped out and, well, because I was supposed to be a woman, right?
What?
I mean, like, they thought I was a girl. Mm-hmm. The whole time she was pregnant, she thought she was carrying her first baby girl.
I definitely thought I was having a girl, and I the doctor offered to tell us and I said no, and he said, well, you know, based on the heartbeat, I think it's a girl. It's really fast. And we went with that. And then,
well, didn't you even have like so
he had a throbbing heartbeat even in the womb?
So we didn't buy any boy clothes, we didn't buy any kind of boy blankets. Everything was girl. We go to the hospital. I remember I had this pink little frilly dress ready, newborn, just ready to bring home my little girl.
And what were you gonna name your little girl?
Let's see. You were supposed to be Tina, I think.
Tina.
No, let's see. Actually, Mindy. Mindy was my big name. Mindy was my big name.
How come Morgan didn't get Mindy then?
She got lucky.
Well, by then I...
All the Mindys are unsubscribing.
Morgan's first and last bit of luck is not being Mindy Tina.
That was 10 years later and I was over it, right? So... Yeah, I got over it, so...
No, Mindy's a cute name. So is Tina. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so... actually my name was supposed to be Tina.
So
that's why I think I said that, but really I was going for Mindy.
And then I popped out a boy and were you and Dad both shocked?
Oh, totally. I even said, can you recheck that? You know, I don't know.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure we were having a girl.
And then just rapidly you decided Ryan. Or whose choice was Ryan?
No, I think I still have all the names written down in your scrapbook somewhere of all the names we were thinking of. And I had all these kind of, you know, bizarre names. I don't know if they were bizarre, but I had names that were not so common. And Dad just was like, nope, 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 nope. You know, and then when you hit the normal ones, he's like, yep. So
what were the crazy names?
Do you remember like your favorite?
I want to say I'm trying to remember what my favorite was. I can't even remember. Isn't that bad? See, you were meant to be.
So then were you Matt? So then when I because a lot of people still don't know. I feel like I talk about it a lot, but my birth name is Ryan and then I changed my name to Ryland when I joined the union for acting because I was an actor that never acted in anything successfully.
Yes, you did.
Okay, yeah, for you.
You were in my sketches.
Yeah. But then, I mean, what I don't know if I've said is that you actually did spit out the name that I go by now, which is Ryland, when we were both trying to decide together because there were already enough Ryan Adams in the union, blah, blah, blah. So boring. But are you ever mad that I changed my name?
No, I'm not mad. It's just that I still call you Ryan, though. And then people in the comments will go, Ryan, she called him Ryan. And it's like, yeah.
Does she even know him?
And that's the most awkward at a party is when I have one of my friends from way back when they introduce me as Ryan and then I didn't hear them. So I say, I'm Ryland. And then they think I'm some like two-timing liar.
Yeah.
Okay. True. So when did you know I was gay?
You know, I think in the house
when she heard your heartbeat.
Yeah. When it was so fast. So, because that's what he used to, the OBGYN would tell me that every week. So, I think that the house in Kerrybrook, you were just always more interested in Morgan's toys. Like, you just didn't really care.
Well, I would sneak to the neighbor's house and go up to the girl's bedroom and play with her because they had like the life-size Barbie dolls, and I would French braid that Barbie's hair, and I would want to play with all of that all of the time. But what
sometimes, like Tyler, he would want to go play with Austin because he wanted to go roughhouse, and you know what I mean? And you were in there wanting to help Leah build a car thing for Morgan, or a paint Morgan's nails, and then your own.
And do you think Dad ever had a hard time with it? Like, do you think?
Did you guys ever talk about it when before he came out? Did you and Bruce ever say, when do you think he's going to tell us?
Yeah. And I think Bruce thought he would never come out and say it. I don't think he thought that. And I was relieved when he finally did, because then it just felt more comfortable. And yeah. And I always felt like he left for LA because it would be easier to be a gay person here than it would be back home.
And so. partially that's correct. I mean, I didn't ever try anything with a man until I moved to LA. And I think it's because I felt like nobody knew me here and I could be exactly what I wanted. I could figure out who I was before I made it public to the family, which you guys were unfortunately the last. Like, I was living an out and proud life for years before I finally.
And that's too bad you had to, because I think I asked you directly a few times.
You did.
I'd
be getting ready in the mirror and I'd be taking a long time and she'd be like, you know, you can tell me if you're gay, right? And I would just laugh at her.
Yeah, I directly asked him a few times.
Was that nerve wracking for you? Like, did you have to work up the courage to be like, hey, I know.
It didn't not seem like it. No,
it just came out.
Yeah. So I'm always shocked he didn't tell me, because we always have talked. And
I credit you and Dad a lot for my confidence, because even before I came out as gay, like, I was always doing unconventional sports like gymnastics, or
that's true.
I was always doing the offbeat thing for a boy, I would say. Not that gymnastics is only a girl sport, but you guys really did always make me feel comfortable in doing whatever I wanted to do. And how did you, because I feel like when I have a kid, it's going to be hard not to project my interests or hobbies on them rather than just let them do what they want to do and be so supportive of that. Because I do think you guys instilled in me that I could do whatever I wanted to do. And that was great.
And I did always try to tell you that, to, you can be whatever you want to be, just go do what you want to do. And even with softball, you would,
softball.
He didn't even play t-ball. It was softball.
Oh, he did play t-ball too, but with it was either baseball or softball. He would get through all the practices, but then when it came time for all the parents to come in and watch them, he wouldn't go do it. He just would and so, and I would be like, well, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. And Bruce would be like, he needs to do it, you know. I'm like, no, he doesn't. If he doesn't want to do it,
tell Bruce I played t-ball.
I will.
And I was on an all boys team. And when they were all like talking about cups and stuff, I looked at my mom and I was like, I need one.
Oh my God.
And she was like,
you really
need one.
You really played with all boys?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah.
I would go sit in the outfield and pick the clovers.
That's awesome.
I had a brother that I was always in competition with. So I wanted to just be like, I'm sporty and you're not.
Well, that's cool. I like that.
Why do you think that I always get pegged as the family favorite or your favorite? Like, Austin and Morgan would like to argue, although Morgan's climbing her way up the ladder. She really is doing the work, putting in the work to try to steal my crown. But whose side do you think you like go to still in a fight? Like, if Morgan and I are in a fight, where do you think your bias lands?
I've only seen one fight, so.
We've all seen that fight.
Yeah, the whole internet saw it. You know, I don't know why they always say that. I talk to you the most, I think.
I honestly think it's because I put in the most effort to
Ryan calls me.
Talk to you and ask you about you as well.
And when he asks you a question, you really listen and you want to know the answer. And sometimes when people talk to me, I'm thinking about work, I'm thinking about other things. Ryan's really, he's digesting it. I'm not saying the other two
he's
aren't.
He's taking notes. He's backlogging it for the future when he needs to use it against you because he's a shifty little man.
Now maybe I talk to Morgan more, actually, than you.
I was going to say, it doesn't seem like
you... Watch out. No. I'm just kidding.
It doesn't seem like you've had an opportunity to enjoy the emptiness because Morgan's always back there for months at a time.
Well, and...
And now you have your mom in the house.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting because it just seemed like as soon as I finally... Not that I finally... I got used to not having them home because it depressed me after Morgan left. It really did. And then I like having people in the house. I like having people. And, but now my mother's moved in with us. And so now we're not empty nesters anymore.
What's that like? Do you feel like a teenager again? You're like, oh, my mom's here. I gotta mind my P's and Q's. Like she can't know I've had 5 glasses of white wine.
Yes, because she wants me to go to bed at a certain time. And I'm thinking, you know what? She doesn't want me to keep drinking wine. So she wants me to go to bed and she goes to bed.
She wants to keep track of you.
Yeah. But
that's so funny.
No, I don't. She's really fun to have around.
Do you think you'll end up at our house when you're her age?
No.
No? Why not?
No, I will make you put me in a home.
What?
Why?
I don't know. I'm enjoying having my mother, but I just think, I don't know.
I'm not going to put you in a home. Yeah. You'll be in this podcast shed. I'll make it home.
I'll be in here.
He'll put you in a shed, not a home.
And it'll still look beautiful like this.
I feel like I should have children so that there's someone's house I can move into when I'm old.
Honestly, yeah. Oh, that's what I started thinking about too. I was like, somebody needs to take care of me.
Thank you.
So you and dad, you guys were high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
How long have you been married?
35 years.
35 years. And you started going steady at what age?
20.
Whoa.
But we've been friends since junior high.
They've known each other since junior high.
And so, but then when we seriously started dating was after high school.
So did you ever take a break after you guys were serious before you determined like, oh, this is what I'm doing for, this is who I'm going to sleep with for the rest of my life? I mean... Just be with did you take a, because that's a young age to get married, so did you guys take a break after you guys started dating? I've never really dived into your past with him.
I mean, I had several boyfriends even between high school and when dad and I got serious, but once we started dating that year, I want to say within a year he proposed to me on Valentine's Day.
Oh, do you remember how he asked you?
Oh, absolutely I do. It was very cute because he told my whole family about it. He kept it a secret from me, but he told everyone in the family. And so it was Valentine's Day and he was at my apartment. And my family keeps calling saying, well, gosh, have you guys gone to dinner yet? Have you, when are you going? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, gosh, they seem concerned, I couldn't figure out what was going on. And so we went to, I think we went to Chinese food. And he had a box and it had one of the Valentine hearts that even said, will you marry me?
Aww.
Or it said, marry me. And I still have it in a box at home.
The candy?
And the little candy that says, marry me. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was a surprise to me because I wasn't expecting it, but my whole family knew.
And what would you say is the key to a successful long-term relationship? How have you guys stayed married for 35 years?
Wow, let's see. Can we take a break? No, I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding. No, I just feel like you have to realize that you have to overcome everything. If you're going to stay married, you have to overcome everything. And I don't think we've ever really spent a night apart where we broke up and left home for the night or left for a week or anything like that. So I think because we stick to it and we just
keep on
dealing with things
on.
As it, yeah.
You don't sweep problems under the rug.
I don't feel like we do, no.
Something that was an interesting discovery was that subconsciously, I didn't even know you're a Cancer and my dad's a Taurus. Shane's a Cancer and I'm a Taurus. And I think that's like a weird parallel without even trying. Do you know anything about your astrological sign?
Only what you and Shane have been teaching me.
Same.
So it's just by coincidence.
So people better not they better watch out for me this month because I'm not letting people take advantage of me.
We read this year. For Tauruses, it says it's time to boss up and take control of your life.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for Cancers, it said to stop taking people's shit and just know your worth. And I think that is awesome for both you and Shane.
And there are cute little pictures, Cancer and Taurus hanging in here. Every time I look at them, I think I could get the same pictures for Bruce and I. It's so interesting.
Was that for you and Shane or you and me? Say it's me.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm a Taurus.
We're both Tauruses, though. That's Cancer Taurus.
Lizzie, I've never seen you be off like that.
We're both struggling today. The two of us are unwell.
Yeah, I've been watching every episode of every season of 90 Day Fiancé for like 17 days.
Oh, should we? And that's my mom and I's other bond. We always like to share the TV shows we're currently watching. And right now we're real. Did I even bring this up to you? Away got canceled on Netflix. And my it ruined our Christmas Eve.
We were heartbroken.
Me too.
I gotta know if that bitch makes it back from Mars.
That's what I thought. They just landed on fucking Mars. And it ruined
my
Christmas Eve.
They're just gonna let her die there? Is her husband gonna be okay? Her daughter's turning into a hoe out in these streets?
She's stuck in Mars now and
we'll never get back.
No, we won't.
This
see
is
him.
Such a travesty.
I know. And Morgan's depressed too. She liked
it.
It was all of our
favorite show of the year.
Of COVID.
I watched that with my mom too, actually.
You did?
Yeah. I went and saw my mom for a few days and I just like was like, watch this and shush.
See, and I've told my mom to watch it and she didn't like it.
I was curious about how you and dad fight, or like what role you take in a fight. Are you like, do you hold a grudge? Do you immediately go and try to problem solve? Are you loud in his face? Because I'm curious with the signs, like Taurus to Cancer, dad to Cancer, like what your roles are. Because Shane and I have very specific roles in our fights.
Is that right?
He knows that I'm more explosive, and then he'll calm me down, and then we'll both air it out and come to a conclusion.
Shane is good at calming everyone down.
I will say Shane has acted as our family. Our family has gotten closer since Shane has been in, because we address problems more head on, where I feel like we always skirt around issues.
We would walk away and then I would just say, be close. I just want you all to be close. But we don't address it. But Shane has us talk about it more.
So with you and dad, when you guys do get to the point of maybe an argument, is he more passive or are you?
No, I am. He wouldn't say so, but I say I am.
He wouldn't say so.
So, no, dad will kind of, like, if I say something how I feel, or, you know, if I don't like something in the house or something, he'll kind of get defensive. And then I just kind of, okay, well, I'll walk away and I'll just let it go. And then sometimes I'll take a jab, you know, at things later. But for the most part, I walk away. I feel I do.
Wait, I do have to ask, is there something that you, like a secret you have of something you did when you were living at home that your mom doesn't know about?
I don't think so. I was pretty honest with you because we were pretty transparent, I feel.
I feel like that,
because
too.
You would let me do what I wanted as long as I was meeting certain rules and regulations. As long as I had a 3.0 and I was paying for my phone bill and my gas and my car insurance, they would pretty much let me do what I wanted, which I really did take advantage of, because every time I didn't want to go to school, I would just like skip a class and I'd be like, Mom, I didn't go, but I have good grades. Can you validate or, you know,
vouch for me?
Yeah.
But you were a little OCD, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had to take me to a doctor for being OCD.
What were you doing? Why did you have to take me to a doctor?
It was when I was very young. I want to say it was only like maybe 4, because it was probably preschool, kindergarten age. And he would have to organize everything in the bathroom before he could go to bed.
And before I could leave for the day.
And then, before school, if his sock didn't fit right in his shoe, he'd freak out. So then you'd have to basically just carry him to school and make him go, whether his sock hurt or not. Aww. But we took him.
Well, it's the knot at the end of the fucking sock. I still have major issues with that and how it works. But
even labels, we had to cut all your labels out of your shirts to make sure that they didn't bother you.
He's a sensitive boy.
Yeah, and I still am a little bit annoying like that. But we'd be like downstairs walking out to the garage to leave the house, and I'd have to run back upstairs because I remembered the soap wasn't at the perfect angle for my liking. Mm-hmm. And now as I'm older, I realize that a lot of people that do like really struggle with OCD, there's an underlying thing of, if I don't fix this, my family member will die or something like that. And I don't remember what my consequence was for me not doing these things, but I would also wash my hands until they were raw. And all I remember remember is that going to Dr. Kate, shout out Dr. Kate, she really did, it worked, and it did help me a lot. And
what did she have you do?
I honestly don't even remember. I remember being so mad that you guys took me, and I remember the waiting room with all the toys out front.
Yeah, and she would have us reward you with stickers on a calendar for each time he didn't go wash his hands, each time he didn't have to organize everything before he went to bed, or if he'd get in bed without throwing a fit because the covers weren't correct, he'd get stickers, and then with those stickers, he got to go buy a toy or something of his choice. So
satisfying and to my maybe tourist self.
I should start the sticker reward system.
Yeah.
With your fiance or
no,
yourself?
No, with you, crazy.
I brought us shots, even though I know it's mid workday. We both have work to do after this, but come on, take a shot with me, Mom.
Oh, I'm done working.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
You're done working for the day?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What is it?
Cheer. It's Casamigos. It's tequila.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's going to make us go. Oh, yeah. Somebody sent us these. It says R and S with a photo of us. Very romantic and cute.
I love it.
We probably.
That's more than a shot.
No, I only filled it halfway because it's a double shot. Come on, we can tip it all the way back.
What is it?
Tequila.
I can't do that.
It's tequila. It's fancy tequila.
Why didn't you bring wine?
Cheers. Because we can't
chug
that.
Because you're a party girl now. You're in LA.
3, 2, 1.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Do something crazy.
Feels good, honestly. Yeah, do you want to smoke in the shed?
I just had a power. Can I?
No.
Oh my God. Oh. That wasn't even fair.
I mean, I feel like since we did just drink, and maybe I could let you have the door open. And
That would be everything. Oh. I used to have an editor that let me smoke in her house, and I was like, I love this.
Maybe for your birthday episode, I can let you do that.
Oh my God. I'm going to remember this.
But I am going to get you hypnotized to quit smoking before that. So
I want that. Joe wants to come to the hypnotism too.
Yeah, I want
to
do that.
He's got some items he'd like to put on the list.
Would you ever consider getting hypnotized, Mom? What bad habit would you like to kick?
I think I did try that for weight loss once.
Oh, really?
Oh, sorry.
So you tried hypnotism for weight loss one time?
Just a few sessions.
I think you look good. And at some point in life, it's like, we got to have fun, right?
No, we need to reel it back in after these holidays.
What, Shane?
When I found out, I was like, whoa, your mom's previous obsession with police scanners.
Oh, my gosh. My mom does have an unlikely obsession with police scanners.
I'm
like,
still mad.
You are obsessed with true crime through and through. You're that audience.
Yes. Wait, what are you mad about?
So, well, she, you can say it, but like, she was obsessive. When I was in high school, if she even heard an ambulance, she was calling all three of her kids, her husband, make sure their location.
That, yeah.
And so then she discovered policing. What was it that you were listening to 24/7?
Oh, the Aurora Police Department. And it was amazing.
You're just sitting there listening to the scanners?
Yeah, it's called Scanner, but you hear live what they're talking about between dispatch and the officers.
Right.
And sometimes they're doing surveillance and you hear everything. They're like, they wouldn't disclose where they were at and stuff, but you would hear suspect coming out of the house. Suspect hasn't been out of the house.
The actual 911 call,
has looked
right?
out the window. Yeah, first you hear the 911, but then you also hear surveillance.
So you're following You're following
a
real-time, real-life crime.
Who knew Mama Adams would come in hot with the criminal life hack?
Well, oh, my gosh. But you know what?
It's gone.
Plot twist.
They still have it here in California. And,
yeah.
And I think you can still listen to Denver, but I wanted Aurora because that's my community.
Right.
And they banned where she lives.
It was just...
What?
Yeah, there was one night, and this is honestly a true story. Do you have time?
Yes, I have time for you.
Are you sure?
I'm going nowhere in life and today.
Okay, is the cameraman... Does he need to get home?
He's okay.
No, Chris lives here.
Chris, do you have a hot date?
There's a second shed on the property that Chris just dwells in.
Okay, all right. You're not living in the workout room, are you? Because I claim that. I'm going to live there. Okay, so, but one night Morgan was out, okay, and it's just in the middle of summer. She's out. It's right past graduation. She had already graduated, but, and I heard a thing on the police scanner in a neighborhood right by us that there was a shooting at a teenage party and that shots had been fired. And the police are talking to dispatch about, they're going all over this community that's just right next to ours pretty much, looking for kids that were at the party or looking for the shooter. And and I'm thinking, oh, Morgan's out with this person and she lives that way west and she wouldn't be up there. And then all of a sudden, probably 20 minutes later, Morgan runs in the house. Oh my God, I'm so scared. I just, and she's run into her room and she's slamming the door and she's scared to death. This kid had taken a gun to this party and shot like shots through the deck roof. They were on a deck and he shot some.
Just up into the air.
Just up through the roof. Yeah. And so, but he was shooting a gun.
Yeah.
And really, Morgan was there. And I heard the whole thing play out on the police scanner, but didn't even know my own daughter was there. And I know that doesn't seem that important, but.
No, it's terrifying.
Yeah, that's crazy when you're just doing your hobby and then your daughter.
My daughter's at the party.
Living your life.
My daughter's at the party.
I don't think I've ever been at a party that's been shot up. That's like a pretty intense moment to have had lived through.
And if you. Listen to the fire department.
Yeah.
You can listen to the whole fire.
Crackling in the background.
Jesus Christ, Lizzie.
Jesus. No, I got a scanner app on my phone when the riots started happening because I wanted to know what was happening. I wanted to make sure my friends in certain areas were okay. Mm-hmm. And I downloaded like 5 different scanner apps, but I didn't know how to work any of them. So one day my phone just started talking and it sounded like 2 people having a private conversation. And I like ran around the house and I gathered everybody in a room and I was like, shh. Listen, my phone is tapped into something. Like, I was like, should we record this and call the police? And then eventually my roommate was like, you fucking idiot. You have your scanner app on. This is a scanner in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. See?
So,
but really, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And they took it away from Aurora.
Oh.
When did you know that Shane was the one for me in your viewpoint?
Oh, very soon. I just knew it. I mean... Just the way. Sorry.
No, I think this is good. Why do you think Shane is my perfect match?
He's a perfect match for our family. I mean, he kind of is the moderator when we all kind of get out of sorts, and he brings us back down to what's really going on, not what we're making it out to be. And he puts the other person's perspective in there, and then we all kind of take a step back and go, whoa. But then also the next night you'll be playing games with him and you know what I mean? It's just, he's perfect. Aww. He really is perfect. And
what do you see for our future? What would you like to see for our futures? Obviously we want kids and I'm assuming you'd want to be a grandparent because you're not yet.
Right. And I have this little room under the stairs.
Oh my gosh, that doesn't sound creepy.
I'd like to keep the children in a cupboard.
No, but it was Morgan's playroom for her Barbies and stuff. And so so we keep teasing that room is still for toys and having, if you have girls, Barbie house. And we have all your toys up in this little loft.
Do you think we'll be good parents?
I know you'll be good parents. Oh gosh, yes. I know it. I watch you with the dogs and Cheeto and... Oh, yeah. You guys are going to be cute parents. You might be a little too cautious, probably.
Too cautious?
Yeah. You're cautious even with the dog.
Shane's cautious with even me. I can't even leave the house without him praying 500 times
Shane's
and begging me
to the
not
scanners.
To leave. Oh, my God. Shane got a hot tip to listen to the scanners. He's going to hire somebody to follow me to give him a real life scan.
It really is serious, though, about you leaving the house. He does get really nervous if Ryan leaves the house. And even the hoverboard. Oh, my goodness. You got a hoverboard.
My brother gave
me
a hoverboard for Christmas, and the first thing Shane does is go to YouTube and do like tragic hoverboard accidents.
Yeah.
And then it's all these people falling, and he's like, see?
Yeah.
And but to me, I'm like, well, those people just aren't skilled on a hoverboard like me.
Oh my God. Take his hoverboard.
Oh.
What?
My mom has a new obsession with the Switch. She's been fantasizing about being a gamer ever since we got a Switch.
Wait, should we put her on Twitch?
Shane got her Switch for Christmas, and now she's a monster. I mean, when she plays, she doesn't just play. She like turns her whole body, and then she goes, my whole body aches. Like I have a muscle sore because she's like so aggressively like trying to turn right and turn left.
It should be motions. Activated. I think they should add that in there.
So she had to take a break. But you've been playing what?
I've been playing Mario U, is it?
Uh-huh.
And
she's gotten past like she'll beat a level and then when she loses her lives, she's like, oh, it took me, like she doesn't comprehend how to actually work.
So
it
I
yet.
Guess play the same level. Over and over. But I did play Mario Kart the other day and it was great.
And she keeps saying, I made it through a round without ever crashing into anything.
Two rounds. And I didn't crash into anything. But I have this big pain, and I don't know if it's because I'm doing this or I'm all so your muscles stressed. Are
clenched.
My, that's what it is my stressful. Husband thinks. Yeah,
I even looked over at Shane playing yesterday, and he's getting so mad at it, and I'm just like, wow. Oh, all no. right,
but I do have that new obsession, and
you're a gamer girl.
Yeah, now I'm gonna learn Animal Crossing.
Oh, Morgan's got you on
and
that
see,
tip.
I love Mario Party, but I need some friends to play with me.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't have an... I guess I need to learn how to do the online. Shane's got me all hooked up online.
I would laugh so hard.
I just
hard.
Need time now. I just need time.
If you
and
did
then I'm
going to
start a Twitch channel.
Start a Twitch channel and yeah, we get on for, there, Vicky's talking
older
about
gamers,
shit.
I'm going to be like, let's talk, senior citizens. We can be Twitchers, too.
Pave the way, Vicky. Pave the way.
It's never too late to start a new career. All right, Mom. Gosh, I thank you so much for being on the podcast, being open and having a conversation. I know it's not easy to sit down and be interrogated by your son.
You haven't been interrogated.
You don't feel violated.
Should we turn the lights down and get more serious then?
Well, no, but I'm wondering, was I supposed to open up more? You gave me two shots.
Oh,
no,
so
one
now
shot.
You're
but
ready to party.
To me, that was two shots.
Well, what secrets have you been harboring before we took a shot?
None. I obviously I told them all, right? All
right.
We'll just leave it there.
All right, you guys. Mom, thank you so much for coming on today's podcast. If you want to follow her on Instagram, she's at VickyAdams26.
That I don't check very much anymore.
She'll get back on the gram.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you guys for watching and supporting our channel. It's a whole new year, and I feel like this is just gonna be the sips year, you know?
And yeah, I feel that. I feel that with every fiber of my being.
I can't wait though, Lizzie. Are you gonna go?
We'll get there. It'll be organic. Okay, you can't force it. You can't force
it. Can't
we're
force
still working
it. Okay,
on
okay.
an organic okay. outro. But, okay. All right, you guys. We're also on social media. You can follow the sips.
What was that?
Was that? Oh no,
Vicky.
It's only my boss. Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. All right, you guys, follow us at The Sip Official. We're also on Instagram with our own personal accounts. We thank you so much for watching and supporting the show. We love you very much. Goodbye.
And that's The Sip.
Oh, there it was.
A true fan.